Hi, I'm Duffy Dixon with Business Radio X. We are here for very exciting events. We are here for the IATL, and that stands for Infrastructure Automotive Technology Laboratory. This is a brand new thing. We're going to interview a lot of guests today, but I'm starting with Shailen Bhatt, and Shailen Bhatt is with ITS America. So first things, what does ITS stand for?
Well, we have a lot of acronyms in transportation, so it's always good to ask. It's the Intelligent Transportation Society of America.
Now tell me, what does your company do and who are you? I think you come with a really great background for this.
Well, I guess that's to be determined, but I used to be the Secretary of Transportation for a couple of states, Colorado and Delaware, and ITS America is an association of public sector agencies, so we have states, cities, transit agencies, MPOs, private sector companies from like Ford and Toyota to Panasonic and Amazon, and then research institutions, all aligned around this idea that we can use technology to make the world safer, greener, and smarter.
So this whole area is being created basically as a learning lab, like a real-life learning lab. This brings together who and what's the idea behind this?
Yeah, so this is an exciting collaboration, and we're so thrilled that you're seeing, you know, public sector agencies, private sector companies. So it's the city of Alpharetta, state of Georgia through the DOT is involved. You've got first responders. You've got all of the public sector folks there. You've got private sector companies who are going to come and test this technology. But really, at the end of the day, the question is, why are we doing it?
Right.
And the why is always really important. So when you look sort of nationally at what are our outcomes, we know that from a safety perspective, we kill about 36,000 Americans every year on our roadways. That number has gone up for the last 10 years. It used to be in the 50,000 range back in like the 1950s and 60s. Put a lot of technology in the vehicles, airbags, seatbelts, but we're still losing 36,000 people a year. Connected vehicle technology, which this is what we're going to be doing here, is getting vehicles to be able to talk to each other, is going to really allow us to dramatically drop that number. And then traffic in this area, I know people always are like, what's in it for me? Over 50% of congestion comes from non-recurring incidents like crashes. So if we can get vehicles to talk to each other, you reduce crashes, you reduce congestion, people get home faster.
So explain to, in layman's terms, is this automobiles that drive themselves, or could this also be used for automobiles on the roads right now?
It's a great question, because there's, I think, a lot of confusion right now. All the hype is around self-driving vehicles.
Right.
And what we're talking about are connecting vehicles. And so what you will see more and more are radios and other technology in cars that will allow them to communicate with other vehicles and also connect with the infrastructure. So I'll give you a perfect example. A large percentage of fatalities occur through red light violations, right? So I'm late to work, I've got kids screaming in the back of the car, I'm not paying attention, or I'm distracted through my phone or something, and I run a red light. Right?
Right.
So you see that. We see video all the time of this happening, tragic consequences. And so one of the things that this will allow in the future is vehicles to talk to the infrastructure. So the signal says, hey, I'm about to turn in 15 seconds. So you either need to get through or you need to stop. And it won't rely on a distracted driver or someone who's getting yelled at by their spouse or something like that to pay attention. And we can dramatically reduce crashes that way.
What will the car do?
So it's a couple of different things, right? In the current scenario, you get signal from the car, right? Just like it might flash a signal on your dash or send you an audible warning. And there's a lot of connected vehicles that have that feature now, like if you're getting out of your lane or
right,
something,
exactly.
There's a car in your blind spot. So a similar signal like that. What is also contemplated is in 5 to 10 years, as you start to get more self-driving features on these vehicles, is that right now you can buy a car that has automatic emergency braking
right.
as a feature, which detects a pedestrian and stops the car if you're not paying attention. The same sort of thing will be happening in the future, where if that light turns and you're not paying attention to the signal, the car will stop itself.
So this is just the beginning. So my car, this technology, would it come with new cars? Could it be used on existing cars? Or is that sort of work that's down the road?
This is part of what is so exciting about this event today, is just like in any technology solution, remember back a few years ago when you went to buy a cell phone, right? And you could buy like all these different plants, and they all had maps of where their cell phone worked. So
right.
you bought a cell phone based on where it worked, right? We don't do that anymore. All these cell phones talk to each other. I don't have to call you after 9 p.m. So we're sort of in that phase with vehicles right now. People are figuring out, is it this technology? Is it that technology? How do we get them to communicate? So we're sorting that out, and that's the exciting part about the IATL effort here, is anybody can come in and test their technology. But what will happen is, as you get more and more deployment, so you can go and buy a car today that will allow your vehicle to talk to others. But what you need is, there's 300 million vehicles in the fleet in the US. You need about 10 to 20% to get that. So we're probably a couple of years away. But the important thing is we got to get the infrastructure out there now. And that's what Alpharetta and the region is doing.
Why Alpharetta?
I think it just comes down to leadership. I think if you look around the country, you know, my experience in a bunch of places is that sometimes it's hard for the public sector to be as innovative because, you know, you don't have a profit model. A lot of engineers, you know, obviously safety is the number one priority. And so Alpharetta is taking that blend of public sector know-how and private sector innovation and saying, hey, we want to be open to you coming and testing and deploying here, and we're willing to be a laboratory. And I think you're starting to see more and more cities and communities and regions across the country develop that mindset because, again, going back to those outcomes, everybody knows that there are a lot of crashes, everybody knows there's a lot of traffic, and without leadership like this, we're not going to move the needle.
And how important is it to be able to test this stuff? This, to me, seems like something we have never heard of before, because all this technology is great if you're in a lab or if you're out on an empty road, but this is really going to simulate like other vehicles, traffic lights, like you said, public safety. Explain that.
Yeah, so this is actually the next step. This is going beyond the lab out into the street. And that is great because it's great to sit around in a lab and be like, wouldn't it be great if we could do
right.
something,
what if?
Right? But if you look at sort of automotive safety technology, things like seat belts, airbags, anti-lock brakes, these are things that take years to develop and then have to be rigorously tested and proven before you go out and say, we're going to put them in 300 million vehicles. And so that's where we are. We're not at the initial concept phase. We're not in R&D. This is research and development. This is deployment. And so you've got signals out there. And so later this year, you're probably going to have about 1,000 traffic signals at intersections across much of the region, from the airport all the way up here into the Alpharetta area, that emergency vehicles will be able to preempt. So meaning, what's your first? The first deployment here is just giving emergency vehicles. So a fire truck is responding to a crash or to an incident. Time is of the essence. Mm-hmm. And so what do they have to do right now? They have to have lights, sirens, and hope that everybody kind of gets out of their way. What this will allow it to do is to add a layer of safety, so allow them to preempt the signal to say, give me green lights for this fire truck or police car or ambulance all the way through. But that is just step one, right? And that is there now. So that is the great part about this, is that that's going to be live, 1,000 intersections in the Atlanta region in the next few months. And then as more and more cars come on the grid that are able to communicate, you're just going to see more and more benefits.
Unbelievable technology. And you know, we've seen this in sci-fi or in movies, where a hacker gets control of the grid, right, and makes all the green lights.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that actually, not a hacker, but this can be used for.
Yeah. So let's drill down. And actually, you know, all joking aside, right. I mean, obviously Georgia has had experience with cybersecurity issues, right, and challenges. Colorado DOT did have cybersecurity issues. So I want to sort of carve those two out into two separate issues.
Okay.
Outside of connected vehicles or infrastructure and everything else, we have a significant cybersecurity issue in this country.
Yeah.
Where I think that for many of us, we think about it, but we don't fully understand. And more, whether it's our electrical grid or any of the systems that we take for granted, water, all this stuff, there are vulnerabilities that we need to be aware of. Now, on the traffic side, right now, I would say that there are all these negative outcomes that are potentially possible. Now, yes, going forward, if all of your signals are connected, therefore there's a possibility that somebody could come in and wreak some havoc,
right,
with traffic. So we need to be thoughtful. You need to have the barriers in place, like in the banking industry or, you know, whatever any of these critical pieces are, that we're making sure that cybersecurity is our number one focus. And with ITS America, we have a task force that's looking at that across the country at the federal level, all the way down to state and local, we're looking at that. But when I look at our outcomes right now, today, 100 people will die on roadways across America. It's not like we're in an environment where we have pristine safety and we're like, oh, what about this other risk? So we want to be eyes wide open. We want to make sure that we are looking at it and making sure that it is 100% a focus. But we've got to sort of keep walking and chewing gum at the same time.
Gotcha. So you have to do all these things at once.
100%.
Thank you so much for joining us, Shailen Bett, and he is with ITS America. And later, we're actually going to see this technology working.
That's right.
This is going to be great. I'm hoping for a ride. So this will be, we will see it firsthand. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, thank you for joining us. We'll have many more interviews coming.